Got a couple of stories to go over with all of you. This one, I think some of you will get a kick out of it because this is Trump's America, and some people aren't taking it so well. In fact, some people think they're above his office, like USDA Inspector General Phyllis Fong, who refused to leave her office and had to be escorted out by security. You're out of here! Bye! Who do you think you are? You think you're above the president? So he must have had an axe to grind. There's a lot of people that are getting booted, a lot of people that are very partisan, very hyper-liberal. They're all getting the boot. And to that I say, oh, yes. Let's go. Excellent. Bye-bye. So I had to check and see what was going on here. I first saw it with Drama Alert, and I laughed my ass off. And they're not kidding, by the way. This is a real story, and it's quite funny. So she thought her office was above the White House. She don't need his approval. She could stay on the job. She's not going anywhere until security showed up and kicked her ass out. Washington, January 29th. Security agents escorted the Inspector General of the U.S. Department of Agriculture out of her office on Monday after she refused to comply with her firing by the Trump administration. Sources familiar with the matter told Reuters. Phyllis Fong, a 22-year veteran of the department, had earlier told colleagues that she intended to stay after the White House terminated her Friday, saying that she didn't believe the administration had followed proper protocols, the sources said. An email to colleagues on Saturday, reviewed by Reuters, she said the independent counsel of the Inspectors General of Integrity and Efficiency has taken the position that these termination notices do not comply with the requirements set out in law and therefore are not effective at this time. She's declined to comment. You're above that? No. You're out of here. Bye. Goodbye. Gone. This is funny. A lot of cope going on around Washington right now, and I find it absolutely hilarious. He really is draining out some swamp this time. A lot of people running scared. A lot of people pissed. Bill Gates is one of them. Bill Gates is so mad right now. How the hell this guy got so influential in health shit is beyond me. Like, he's so mad about RFK, he's like throwing a big fit about it, in case you didn't know. But this is funny. People are getting escorted out by security. They're gone. Sorry, ma'am. The commander-in-chief has spoken. You live in Trump's America now. Get out! And she's gone. Now, what's funny about this, not just this, is the way a lot of people are coping. Check this out. Apparently, some people in California have collected enough signatures to put Calexit on on a ballot for voting, which is absolutely hilarious because until recently, California was having a little bit of a problem with an exodus. A lot of people wanted out of California because, I mean, look what's going on with the LA fires right now. Who the hell wants to live there if they don't have to? Now, I know some people don't want to leave because they've got family or, you know, they just really like the state because let's be real, the state, there's a lot of beautiful places in California, but I certainly would not want to live under the administrations that have just destroyed that state. It's just too much. I mean, look at some of the people that have moved out of there. Nerdrotic, he's talked about this at length. He used to live there, bounced, and him and his family moved to Texas, and they've never been happier. I wouldn't want to stay there, and a lot of people don't. Now, apparently, their population has finally had some growth. Not a lot of growth, by the way. Not very much. They increased their population this year a little bit. It's the second year in a row, but as you can see right here, it's not by very much. And I wanted to show you before I get into this story, because this isn't going to pass as much as they want it to, though I would be fine with it. Let's see how they do without any federal funding. Let's see how that works out. But I just wanted to show you something. Now, this is just a quick little search that I did, right? And I know I've done a video on this thing, because for a while you couldn't get a U-Haul in California. So I just did California to Austin, Texas, because, you know, that's pretty similar. Austin, Texas is a pretty liberal city. So this is where a lot of people from California have moved to. And that's not everybody's moving there. They move all over the place. But I just wanted to do a quick little search. So this is from California to Texas, Austin, Texas specifically. It will cost you for 6 days, $3,416. That's just for some one-bedroom apartment. Say you want a big one that fits up to two-bedroom homes worth of shit, or a three-bedroom apartment, $4,495. Say you need one of these big trucks, $5,394. Now, let's reverse that and say you want to move from Austin to California. Look at the price difference here. And these are the same zip codes. I just reversed them. Now it's only $1,438 for a small one-bedroom apartment truck. Compared that to the big truck, $1,894. No one's trying to move to California. Nobody wants to live in that shithole. And it sucks to call it a shithole. California used to be a state everybody kind of admired because it's so beautiful there and the weather is so nice. But now you can't get anybody that want to live there because of Gavin Newsom and all of the corrupt politicians that run shit. Look at that dumb L.A. mayor. What a goofy dumbass that woman is. She's a fool, and she got clowned on by Trump recently. Go watch that video. But here's what they're saying. A Calexit initiative to allow California to secede from the United States has been cleared to legally gather signatures. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought they had already gathered the signatures. So they haven't started yet. They're going to start grabbing signatures for it. All you got to do is go around the coastal cities. You'll get enough. Imagine if they broke off from the United States. The people that live in there are ruled now by the people in the cities, which is already how it is, but you don't have anything else coming in. And they're all clowns. All these people are stupid. Look how they've ran those cities into the ground. Look at them. There's shit all over the sidewalks, needles all over the place. Shit burns down because they don't have any water. They pay some woman $175,000 a year, some shit salary, to manage the water system. And then when there's a fire, there's no water. She had one freaking job. If passed, the proposed measure, Calexit, a nod to the Brexit vote in the UK, would be on the ballot in 2028 and ask voters, should California leave the United States and become a free and independent country? For the measure to pass, at least 50% of registered voters must participate in the election, and at least 55% or more than 500,000 people must vote yes by July 22nd. Should that happen, it would trigger a vote of no confidence in the United States, an expression of the will of the people of California to become an independent country. Oh, I hope it happens. That'd be great. That'd be hilarious. Like I said, they would turn into a third world country real fast. Could you imagine that? Seeing California become its own country and then it would wither away, probably into a third world country. Because they don't know how to manage anything there. Not that the government does either, but California is way worse right now. So, interesting stuff. Anyway, let me know what you guys think about all this. I'd like to hear from you in the comments. Also, if you would please like, subscribe, share the video. Make sure you're still subscribed. Hit that notification bell, and I'll see you on the next one. Peace.